Sorry, yes, I think the decision, the question was whether sort of past UNDT decisions bode well for ours. I probably won't be 100% frank here, because obviously there may be individuals who work for the other side in this case who are present, and I don't want to necessarily point out the difficulties in our case. But it is fair to say that there are some unhelpful decisions from our jurisdiction, specifically around whether or not you can review a decision that's taken by the ICSC. The argument that we've presented about their statute and how it doesn't conform to their practices is a novel one. I've not seen that argument presented before in our jurisdiction or in the ILOAT jurisdiction, though I'm not so familiar with their jurisprudence. There's nothing that supports or does the opposite in terms of that argument. What it is, it boils down to a couple of sections of their statute and how you interpret it. And we have now one judicial interpretation of those four lines of text. And it agreed with our position. And so to differ, it seems to me that the UNDT would have to interpret those very specific words differently. I would hope that that would be difficult to do. Given the reasoning that's been presented in the ILOAT judgment. And if they were to accept that first premise for our argument, I hope that that would then assist in trying to negotiate some of the less favourable decisions about whether or not you can review an ICSC decision. Because I would argue that even if you can't challenge an ordinary ICSC decision, if they decide to do something they are not empowered to do, then surely that must be capable of some sort of review. Otherwise, we'd be saying the ICSC would be allowed to develop discriminatory policies and that wouldn't be reviewable. You can take this to a sort of absurd conclusion. And so, like I said, I'd hope that that argument, if accepted, might assist with some of the unhelpful jurisprudence. The reality is that there isn't any judgment that has looked at the interpretation of these particular elements of the statute before. And it's a fairly unusual situation.